A new steely determination may have settled over the protests against police brutality that are sweeping the United States. 8 days after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis became the catalyst for an outpouring of grief and anger in dozens of cities, there is no sign of an end. In cities like Los Angeles and Atlanta, large contingents of National Guardsmen are watching on. In Washington, D.C., some were horrified to see dozens of National Guard troops lining the steps of that most hallowed of monuments, the Lincoln Memorial. And as he sits on the brink of officially becoming the Democratic candidate for November's presidential election, Joe Biden has taken aim at Donald Trump in his first speech in months. We'll go to Washington, then San Francisco shortly, but first here's Samantha Donovan with the day's events.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Thousands of protesters marched past the famous theatres of Hollywood Boulevard. National Guardsmen standing in front of their towering armoured vehicles watched on, the pink stars of the Walk of Fame beneath their feet, shops and theatres boarded up. The mayor of Los Angeles, Democrat Eric Garcetti, addressed the crowd outside City Hall.
A black face should not be a sentence to die, nor to be homeless, nor to be sick, nor to be underemployed, nor to be undereducated. We need a country that listens.
As night fell, hundreds of people staged a peaceful protest outside the mayor's home south of Hollywood. They were arrested for breaching the 6 p.m. curfew. CNN reporter Kayung La was there.
They are sitting on the ground. A lot of them, the majority of them, have their hands up. They've been chanting peaceful protest. And then one by one, you see two officers move forward and then they're led away. There was a couple of reports of looting, but they did not appear to be with these protest groups. People in the apartments and the houses that they've walked by have run out to give them water, encouraging them to keep going.
Help has also been offered to dozens of protesters in Washington, D.C. They sheltered inside a home on a suburban street, a worrying situation given the coronavirus pandemic. Alison Lane was among them and spoke to PM.
It's terrifying to be pepper sprayed with a respiratory pandemic. Is incredibly dangerous and terrifying. We didn't want to protest. Nobody wants to protest. Nobody wants to live in a country where you don't feel represented, but you have to. I feel like we were doing our civic duty to represent ourselves in our best way possible, and that was by peacefully protesting. And unfortunately, it ended us with 70 people in a house, unaware of their own COVID status, especially after, you know, protesting all day. In a pandemic, it's not ideal. Most people that are dying are the underserved communities, and that happens to be black and brown people in the United States of America. It's not a good situation that we're in.
Joe Biden has moved closer to formally getting the Democratic presidential nomination after winning the primary contests on Tuesday in several states, including all-important Pennsylvania. He gave his first speech since March in Philadelphia and said George Floyd's death is a wake-up call to the nation.
The country is crying out for leadership. Leadership that can unite us, leadership that brings us together, leadership that can recognize pain and deep grief of communities that have had a knee on their neck for a long time. There's no place for violence, no place for looting or destroying property or burning churches or destroying businesses, many of them built by the very people of color who for the first time in their lives are beginning to realize their dreams and build wealth for their families. Nor is it acceptable for our police, sworn to protect and serve all people, to escalate tension, resort to excessive violence.
Donald Trump's staged visit to a Washington, D.C. church after protesters had been cleared from the area with tear gas has been criticised by many, including the Episcopal Bishop of Washington, Marianne Buddy, who described it as an outrage. Joe Biden joined the condemnation.
When peaceful protesters dispersed using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op, we can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle, more interested in serving the passions of his base than the needs of the people in his care. The president held up the Bible at St. John's Church yesterday. I just wish he opened it once in a while instead of brandishing it. If he opened it, he could have learned something. Instead, he's preening and sweeping away all the guardrails that have long protected our democracy, guardrails that have helped make possible this nation's path to a more perfect union, a union worth fighting for.
Donald Trump has rejected reports the crowds cleared from around the church were peaceful, exclaiming on Twitter, "People liked my walk to this historic place of worship."
Samantha Donovan reporting, with thanks to Felicity Ogilvie.